I cannot believe we are launching episode 100 of the Rising Beyond podcast, and we're going big to celebrate. So if you have ever wanted to ask me a direct question after listening to an episode, or maybe after reading a message from your ex, then you are in luck. I am doing a live Ask Me Anything for you on Friday, May 31st. And all you have to do to get the link is to go onto Apple Podcasts, write a review, and send me a screenshot. Or if you're not on Apple Podcasts, you can go onto Instagram and repost one of the episode 100 posts and send me a pic. The form to enter is in the show notes below. If you're on my email list, I put it there. And for those of you on Instagram, the link will also be in my bio. And guess what? There's more. I'm going to randomly choose two people who have entered who will get a free month in the Rising Beyond community. And one additional winner is going to get a free 45-minute consult call with me. So after listening to this episode, go directly to your Apple app, leave a review, send me a pic, or go onto Instagram and share one of my posts. This contest ends at 11:59 Mountain Standard Time, Tuesday, May 28th. Do not miss your chance to get all of your questions answered. Again, all the info for this is in the show notes. Now let's get on with the show. First is typically the holiday or the special occasion is not all about them. So you might notice that their birthday or Father's Day goes off without a hitch, except for you're anxious because you didn't do everything right. But when the holidays or special occasion is all about them, it seems to go better because they want it to be all about them. And so, right, like you're thinking about Hanukkah or Christmas where your focus is, how can I make this special for my kids? It isn't, how can I make this really special for my partner? And they don't like that. Welcome to the Rising Beyond podcast, where you can find hope and healing after a toxic or abusive relationship. I'm Sybil Cummin, a licensed professional counselor specializing in working with victims and survivors of domestic violence and narcissistic abuse, including the youngest witnesses. Over the past decade, I have been honored to witness victims move to survivors and then to thriving in their lives. If you feel alone in your healing process, are dealing with the onslaught of post-separation abuse, or just needing some validation that you are not crazy, you are in the right place. The holidays are coming, and guess who wants to ruin them? Yep, your narcissistic ex or your narcissistic partner. So whether you're still with your abusive partner or you're separated, special occasions are a great time and a great place for them to cause chaos for you and your children. I'm Sybil Cummin. I am the creator of the Rising Beyond podcast, and I run the Rising Beyond community, which offers support and strategy and connection for survivors of narcissistic abuse and domestic violence. And we are going to touch on what has probably touched every single one of you is how your partner has ruined any special occasion for you in the past, kind of why they do it, and then what can you do to, I don't know if prevent it is quite the right word because we only have control of ourselves, but to kind of mitigate everything you can so that you have a good holiday season and so your children have a good holiday season. So I want you to think about previous birthdays, Christmases, Hanukkahs, Easters, maybe the baby shower, your baby's first birthday, Mother's Day, you name it. Anything that would be important to you or important to your children, I want you to think about those experiences when you were still with your ex-partner, or maybe you're still with them. How did you feel about those days in the past? Did it feel like, oh, you just can't wait? This is just going to be such an amazing day. Was there extreme anxiety that you had to do it perfectly? Were you waiting for the shoe to drop of how they were going to F things up this year? Did you feel extremely frustrated because their behavior really took away from what you had planned for the kids? And how are you feeling right now? Right? Maybe you're separated. Maybe you have the kids for one of the special holidays this year on the exact day, which we're going to talk a little bit more about later. But maybe you have them for Christmas morning this year. Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you worried that their other parent is not going to bring the child back when they're supposed to? That they're going to be trying to FaceTime the kids Christmas morning and that's not in your parenting plan? That you're going to receive email after email after text after email in your co-parenting app? Are you noticing tension and anxiety to have just like the perfect holiday? So I think to take some of this away from you and to normalize it a little bit, I think parents in general carry some anxiety about these special holidays or special occasions because we do want them to go right. I want them to go right. And in my family, we celebrate both Jewish holidays and some of the Christian or Catholic holidays. And man, there is such a pressure for all these magical holidays for them to go right. We don't really have magic in Jewish holidays. They're about like surviving the war, surviving slavery, which is amazing. And we don't have like magical beings like Santa. Right? And everything has to go right for Santa because we want the belief to go on. So I think that even if you're not with a horrible partner or an abusive ex-partner, there's still some anxiety about wanting it to go right for your kids so that you know, magic can live on. And there is a special kind of anxiety in hell if you have a narcissistic partner or an ex-partner. And so I want you to really just take a minute and think about where your worries are right now. And we're going to hold on to them. So if they're worries just about kind of like the normal making things go well, and did you get presents that your kids are going to like? Oh gosh, am I spoiling them because I'm buying all this? Or maybe I feel anxious financially because I don't have the money to buy them what they're really hoping for. Or maybe the only thing on their list, which has happened to me, is a dog. That was in a letter to Santa. That was all that my kiddo wanted. And I did not make that happen. Santa does not bring animals because they cannot survive that flight from the North Pole to through our chimney, is what I decided. So if it's that normal kind of anxiety, I want you to notice that. If you are worried about how your ex-partner is going to ruin things, that's something different. And so there are things that you can do to, kind of get through and mitigate all these things through the holidays. So first, why does a narcissistic, abusive person ruin special occasions? Because they do. They all do. First is typically the holiday or the special occasion is not all about them. So you might notice that their birthday or Father's Day kind of goes off without a hitch, except for you're anxious because you didn't do everything right. But when the holiday is or special occasion is all about them, it seems to go better because they want it to be all about them. And so, right, like you're thinking about Hanukkah or Christmas where your focus is like finding things for your kids, at least that's what it is in our world. How can I make this special for my kids? It isn't. How can I make this really special for my partner? And they don't like that. And then let's even take it one step further. If it's Mother's Day and that's your holiday, it probably went awful, right? So if it's not about them, they're going to try in some way to make it about them. That is even if you are separated and how they're going to screw it up post-separation. Why else do they do it? If it is really important to you guess what? They can destroy that and really hurt you. It causes a lot of harm. So it's an easy way for them to cause more harm to you. So this is really true if it's post-separation, because they don't have access to you in the same ways as they used to. So if they can harm you and really take something from you that you care about, they're going to do it. Another way that they can kind of ruin things, or that they've caused anxiety, is needing things to be perfect because other people are watching, right? So you might be around family and friends, and they need to keep that mask on. They need you to be the perfect family. They need you to never share the secrets of what's really going on. They need the kids to never share those secrets either. And so there's a lot of pressure for things to be perfect and for you all to be the perfect family. You need to get the perfect Christmas picture for your card, right? You need that for your, not only for the Christmas card so everyone thinks y'all are perfect, but do you know how many times these kind of staged holiday photos are used as, and you can't see me do this, but I'm using air quotes, used as evidence to show that their relationship with their children is amazing, right? They need the Disney picture to say, look how much fun my children are having with me. So I've seen these used as evidence, and it's like so obnoxious that that is how they're used, but they are. And so if other people are watching, they can only hold their shit together for so long. And of course, it's going to be your fault if they don't, right? And so you are on pins and needles to have it go perfectly and to be the perfect family. And so there is just so much pressure, right? And if your kids or you aren't like, oh my God, that was the best holiday ever, then you did not praise them enough. So these are all the I'm sure there's more reasons, right? Why these special occasions are ruined, but what can you actually do about it? Because it's not enough to just know the like, well, they're going to ruin things. Holidays are going to suck. This special occasion is going to suck. They're going to find some way to ruin everything. And then just kind of blindly accept that. There is going to be some radical acceptance here that we're going to need to do some mindset shifts maybe. But there are some things you can do to still make it special for you and your children. So first, we got to take a look at the parenting plan. How thorough is your parenting plan around holidays and vacation times and other special occasions? I have found that they are less thorough than needed most of the time. So it may be mom gets Christmas Eve on the even years and Christmas Day on the odd years. But when is the transition? Does it say, right? Does it say how long, say they get Christmas Day, but it's actually your time with them? When dad's supposed to bring them home, right? So there's, if your plan's not thorough, we need to figure some things out. And oftentimes you can't do anything about it now, except for maybe using some communication through your talking parents or whatever communication app to get things in line, clarified of when things are. So you got to follow the orders, right? Will they follow the orders? I don't know, batting 50-50. I guess it depends how fearful your ex is of going back to court, of whether you'll do anything, whether you'll set a boundary, whether they'll get in trouble, right? Will they push the boundaries? Probably. So, you know, while it is amazing to clarify in those talking parents' messages, just to get them to say, yep, thumbs up, that's what our parenting plan says. And then if they go against it, then at least you have documentation that they are knowingly going against it. But what are we amazing at? First of all, a lot of parents are great at this anyways, but we have plan A, plan B, plan C, and you may even need a plan D for how the holiday might go. And this really depends on what special occasion you are talking about, what we're talking about, because, you know, a birthday party, like I'm thinking just like in normal world, You know, you schedule a birthday party, and then guess what? My oldest got COVID around his birthday. So we could not do a birthday party. And so we had to have plan B, right? So there's basic like human things that are going to happen in life that you need to have plan B for. But you can likely predict the ways in which your partner might try and screw things up this year and plan around it. So are they going to drop the child off late? Say they have them Christmas Eve. And sorry, I'm doing Christmas just because it's like really easy to come up with these examples. Maybe they're supposed to drop them off at 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve after they've done their celebrations. And you know, they're probably not going to do that. And they're going to maybe not answer their messages from you. And they're going to drop them off at 9:30 or 10. And these are little people. So maybe you don't plan to have people show up at your house at 8 in the morning for Christmas breakfast and to watch, you know, their eyes light up when they come downstairs to see everything that Santa has left them, because they're going to be cranky. Maybe you push it back an hour, right? So what do you need to do to maybe shift things based on what your partner might do? So though, just coming up with different plans that you can do. What if your parent, your co-parent, buys them what you bought them for Christmas or Hanukkah? And they're so excited that first time, and they did it knowing that you were going to buy them this, right? So that stinks, but having some way to make it as exciting of like, oh my gosh, now you don't need to bring it back and forth. You're going to have this thing always, no matter what house you're at. Amazing, right? Who has two of these whatevers, right? And making it more exciting, and maybe have something else that you know they'll be excited about that's smaller, that maybe they aren't going to talk a ton about and only you know it, right? And this actually shifts it to, you can make things special even if you don't have all the money. If you don't have the money to buy the PlayStation or buy the Xbox or whatever it is they're hoping for, that's okay. Because I was sitting here as I was like thinking about hopping on to do this episode, but I was thinking about like, well, what do I remember about Hanukkah growing up? I don't remember whose house I was at on the exact day of Thanksgiving or of Hanukkah or even my birthday. I have no idea whose house I was at. My parents were divorced, so I lived in two homes. I don't remember. I don't even really remember specific gifts I got and from whom. I like remember, this is so weird because it's not even that important, but I remember getting this little sweater from my grandparents, this little purple sweater, and then I ruined it in the dryer. I was really sad about that, which is probably the reason I remember it. But I don't remember specific gifts. What do I remember? And what do you remember about holidays? I'm hoping you have some special memories about holidays and that your family of origin, it wasn't a complete disaster. But I remember some of the traditions of, you know, how we would wrap presents on the ping pong table in the basement, my brothers and I. I remember how my parents would like stack the presents on the dining room table beforehand so we could like see our presents. I remember us being together while we were opening them. I remember some of the food. I remember just being together. I don't remember the special gift. Right? So you might have one gift that you're like, oh, this holiday, I got my first bike or I got my first whatever. But what your kids are going to remember is the time with you, the tradition that you spend with them, right? They're not always going to have these amazing memories of the gift, right? They're going to grow out of gifts, of that specific gift. But what they'll remember is feeling close, connected, having fun with you. So even if you're not with your child on Christmas morning or on the first night of Hanukkah or on their birthday, they're not going to remember that. They're going to remember that you made a day feel special. So I want you to shift your mindset if you're really focused on that one specific day and be creative around it and document. Like, we've had wonderful narcissistic parents say, oh, you know what? Santa doesn't go to mom's house this year because you're with me. Ah, wonderful, right? All of those wonderful things. So just have an idea of how you're going to counter this to share those thoughts with your kids. It clearly depends on the age of the child as well, how you're doing this. I think it's really helpful to prepare your family for not asking about the other house or not trying to, you know, make this house the better house. Just, again, you're preparing them just to spend time, good time with the kids. Doesn't matter the day, right? So maybe you've always hosted Christmas Eve dinner or the first night of Hanukkah, and you don't have the kids that year. So guess what? Maybe there's a smaller dinner at someone else's house, and then the day that you have with your kids is the second night of Hanukkah, and you're hosting that. And guess what? You're still lighting the candles. You're still saying the prayers. You're still opening presents. You're still doing the thing, but you're going to prepare your family for that. And then you may need to prepare yourself for your family. So if they're going to ask horrible, hard questions, or you have a tough relationship with them, do the work you need to do. Maybe that's with a therapist. Maybe that's just journaling, whatever it is, to prepare for some of those tougher times with family. Really thinking about what your boundary might be, how you're going to handle certain things, and how much time you're going to spend with your family. So have an out if you need one. But again, you're going to focus on time spent with your kids. And so you're going to take care of yourself. And guess who gets to turn off notifications on their co-parenting app? Or put the do not disturb-y thing on your text messages. You can do that because guess what? If the kids are with you, there is not an emergency to attend to that day, right? If it's your child's birthday party and the kids are with you, if it's Christmas morning and the kids are with you, unless there is something in your parenting plan that says children will FaceTime their other parent at such and such time, you can turn that off. Because if there's an emergency, guess what? Your phone still works and you can message them. But you do not have to attend to any of those messages that morning. That is ridiculous. Save yourself the stress and anxiety. Give yourself a break, right? So do what you can do to take care of yourself and your kids that day. Change your expectations if you need to. Do things need to be picture perfect? No. How excited are your kids when you're trying to get that picture for your holiday card and you just want it to be perfect? And they're like annoyed and they're sad because you made them wear, you know, fancy clothes, as my kids have always called them. They don't want to wear fancy clothes, which, get this, in my family, it's jeans. So we're not even fancy, but my kids don't like wearing jeans. And their hair's done a specific way and whatever, and you're trying to get them to all look at the camera. But do they enjoy that? No. I don't know a single child who's like, oh, mom, can we do family pictures? Right? So if your pictures aren't the family pictures that are going to be used as quote unquote evidence, don't do that because it's stupid. And your pictures are candid shots where you look horrible and they look, you know, all disheveled in their jammies. So what? Right? That means they're having a good time. They got a good sleep. They came running down the stairs to open those presents, right? It's not about the picture. It's about how connected you all feel on those special occasions. So I hope this is helpful. It's not just about Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah. It's like all year round, you have the pleasure of coming up with plan A, B, C, and D around special occasions, but you will get better at it as you go. So I hope you have a wonderful holiday season where you're caring for yourself and you're feeling really connected to your kids. Thank you all for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Rising Beyond podcast. If you found hope and support through this podcast, there are a few things you can do to help us continue to provide meaningful and value-packed episodes. First, you can follow and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you're willing, while you're there, you can give us a rating and review, which will help other survivors find us so we can offer them this help as well. And if you have the means and desire to do so, you can click on the Buy Me a Coffee link and help provide a small financial contribution to the show. This allows us to spend more time and energy finding the best guests and providing the most value to you. And if you want to work with me and the Rising Beyond community, go to www.risingbeyondpc.com for details.